Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 335, Tampering with Medical Records, Red Flags. What are the red flag warnings that someone may have tampered with medical records? This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. I've spotted altered medical records, and I want to share some of the clues with you. You may be suspicious when the result of the injury is not consistent with the documentation, or the plaintiff's complaints are consistent with the missing information. There might be a delay in or an inability to obtain medical records. There's too good to be true documentation, such as perfectly stable weights or vital signs, which do not vary. A provider learns about a plaintiff attorney seeking a copy of the medical record. Or the plaintiff's story is different or conflicts with the documentation. The medical record is missing or incomplete. There's little or no documentation about an event or incident that resulted in harm to the plaintiff. An unexpected event occurred, such as an escape from a healthcare facility, an injury, a fracture, a birth injury, surgical error, death, a burn, or whenever there is a medical catastrophe. Or there's a hospital-acquired condition that develops, such as a stage 3 or 4 pressure sore, an air embolism, a retained sponge, and so on. What are the responsibilities of facilities for maintaining records? Here are the guidelines. The health records of patients involved in potentially compensable events and claims should be completed as soon as possible after the patients are discharged. The primary and secondary records should then be copied for the use by the risk manager and the original secured in a locked storage area. Any written incident reports, investigative reports, peer review reports, and credentialing files relevant to the case should also be protected. State laws and findings in past legal cases dictate what kinds of information must be provided to the parties in a lawsuit, and risk managers should maintain the confidentiality of sensitive documents until it is determined exactly what kinds of information must be turned over to the injured party's representative. Patients and their legal representatives have automatic access to the patient's health records, and so copies of internal incident reports must not be placed in health records. Let's focus on why do healthcare providers alter records. We just heard that they have a responsibility for maintaining them. Why do they tamper with them? There are many reasons why a person would tamper with records. Here are some of the motivations. There's an intention to commit fraud, such as billing for services not performed. The provider feels fear or guilt when an untoward outcome occurs. There's fear of being exposed or harmed by damaging information. Or the provider wants to cover up a mistake when notified of being sued. Any additions or deletions to records will be detected if the attorney requests a second set later in the litigation. Many plaintiff attorney clients I had made this a practice, and some have been amazed by what they've discovered. It's imperative that you understand how you can participate in the detection of tampering with medical records. Just imagine you're analyzing a medical record and suddenly you see a chart entry that doesn't make sense, or you can't find an entry that should have been there. You look away, bewildered. You begin to form a thought. Somebody tampered with these records. Your medical knowledge may make you the only person on the legal team to recognize the tampering. Today's highly charged atmosphere, with its focus on financial survival of healthcare organizations and medical malpractice, increases the temptation to alter records when something goes wrong. There are many ways why and how a person would tamper with records, including an intention to commit fraud, such as billing for services not performed, or fear or guilt when an untoward outcome occurs. How often do you find yourself saying, "I wish I knew how to identify fraudulent records"? Tampering with medical records skyrockets the implications of a case. You'll learn why this act so profoundly affects a medical malpractice case by taking part in my training called Fraudulent Medical Records. This program contains what every legal nurse consultant should know about altered medical records. You'll get the truth about how you can help an attorney with suspicions of altered medical records. This is a 60-minute online training program called Fraudulent Medical Records. You will learn how to differentiate between substandard documentation and altered medical records, recognize the factors that lead to altered medical records, identify the implications of tampering with medical records, and then detect altered medical records. Obtain the details about this online training at the show notes for this program by going to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. You'll qualify for a 25% discount when you use the code LISTENED in the coupon box. Legal nurse consultants may detect tampering with medical records. What happens to healthcare providers who get caught? What are the altering medical records consequences? The Joint Commission, state and federal regulations address the need to maintain accurate and complete records. Boards of licensure can discipline healthcare providers for documentation errors. Also, the providers may lose insurance coverage or be charged with a crime. The stakes are high. Let's explore the consequences a little bit more. Loss of reputation, shame, guilt, and being exposed as a wrongdoer can all have a profound impact on the individual who altered medical records. It is terribly awkward and difficult to be caught, but it gets worse. In many states, falsification of medical records is also a criminal offense, punishable by fines and incarceration. A medical malpractice claim that includes an allegation of alteration of records may not be covered by a commercial, professional, or individual liability policy. The insurer may reserve its rights to not pay any judgment that might be entered against the provider. Institutional providers participating in self-insured trusts may have similar coverage limitations. Some states recognize a separate cause of action for alteration of medical records, whereas other states deal with it as a jury charge. If the provider admits that he or she has made the alteration, the policy may be completely voided. An individual who has his or her own insurance policy may find the carrier refusing to renew the policy the following year. It gets worse. Some state regulatory or licensing boards may investigate the healthcare provider, and disciplinary action may follow. The healthcare system that has provided privileges to the healthcare provider may be reluctant to allow that person to continue on the staff. Those who falsify medical records risk more than just the loss of a medical malpractice case. Medical boards have suspended or revoked the licenses of healthcare professionals who are caught tampering with records. Consider this scenario. A physician gets a notice that he's being sued. He gives into the temptation to review his office records and decides to change an entry to more completely describe events and make it look as if he did something that he did not. But we both know it's way too late. The plaintiff attorney and her legal nurse consultant already have the record, and they spot the change when they receive a second set of medical records. A charge of spoliation of evidence is added to the suit. Most healthcare providers who tamper with medical records have a mistaken belief that their actions will not be detected. The guilt or fear of being found negligent swamps their good judgment. Altering medical records consequences take over. And that's where you come in. Gain more skill at spotting altered medical records by investing in our online training called Fraudulent Medical Records. You'll find the ordering button in the show notes for this podcast by going to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. We have all kinds of resources for you at legalnursebusiness.com. Build your skills, get new ideas for your business, and check out the webinars, teleseminars, courses, and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Would having an experienced LNC business coach help you achieve your goals faster? Explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. Deepen your LNC knowledge and skills through the convenience of online learning. Every month, we bring you 2 or more hours on online training covering 2 LNC topics in the monthly webinars at lnceu.com. You can watch the programs on your computer or mobile phone using our BizEdu app. Get the app at legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.